So, Randy, at ASCO, you presented the second major phase 3 trial along with the TOGA study. Before that, looking at chemotherapy and anti-HER2 treatment, in this case, lapatinib. Can you talk about the study?
The trial that I presented was the TRIO-13 Logic trial. Now, this was actually based on some preclinical data that came from our lab about lapatinib in HER2-positive, actually gastric cancer cell lines. And then while we were putting this together, the TOGA trial was put together. And you're familiar with that, which was fluoropyrimidine plus cisplatin plus or minus trastuzumab. And that was eventually published by Young Bung. And there was an improvement in both progression-free survival as well as overall survival, though I think something that you sort of alluded to, Neil, is that patients still didn't do wonderfully. You know, maybe because I come from a place that has been working, obviously, with trastuzumab for a very long time, and maybe you just select out those women who do well for a long, long period of time. But if you look at the TOGA data, it was clearly clinically and statistically significant, but you didn't seem to have the tail of the curve of patients doing well for a long, long, though I've personally had some patients like that, so I don't know where those patients are. So before the TOGA data came out, we had put together a large international trial looking at CAPOX, since we've been talking about CAPOX, which was accepted around the world. It was in 22 countries. It was a randomized trial with or without lapatinib. And that read out this year. And disappointingly, and I would say surprisingly, there is an effect, but it did not hit its endpoints. And particularly the overall survival, the difference between the two was hazard ratio, which would really not be either statistically or clinically significant, of 0.91. And there was a modest improvement in progression-free survival, depending on how you calculated it out, but in the little over 0.8 range. The other thing that we saw, and this actually goes to what Joanna had just said, is that there is more toxicity, and the toxicity that you see, you know, people on capecitabine can have skin toxicity anyway, and they can have GI toxicity, but probably of all the things that you saw was an increase in diarrhea. Now, going to something we discussed earlier, there's some interesting subgroups, and we had talked about anti-angiogenic agents and patients from Asia, at least in the Avagast trial, not seem to get benefit from bevacizumab. This is the exact opposite, where patients who were from Asia actually had a significant benefit, as well as younger patients with a hazard ratio of less than 0.7, while older patients and patients outside of Asia really got no benefit and got toxicity without any benefit.